This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Sioux Falls police have two persons of interest who they say may have information about this morning's shooting near the airport. Police spokesperson Sam Clemens says authorities are looking for 34-year-old Manuel Jesus Frias and 27-year-old Maria Chantel LeClaire. Clemens says Frias and LeClaire may be armed and that people should call 911 if they see either or both of them. He says the incident took place on the 700 block of Rice Street.
It happened about 5:35 this morning. We had a person that lives in the apartment complex heard some gunshots and then called police. When officers got there, they found two men that were outside. Both of them had gunshot wounds. One was pronounced dead on scene. The other was taken to the hospital, and then he was later pronounced dead from his injuries.
Clemens says police believe they have names of both victims, but officials will not release their names pending notification of relatives. He says it could be weeks before police know whether drugs or alcohol were involved. The investigation continues. Officials with Sears Holdings Corporation are closing their store in Rapid City later this year. Employees at 64 Kmart stores and nearly 40 Sears stores across the country were notified of their job losses Thursday. Closings are set for between early March and early April. Company officials say liquidation sales could start as soon as late next week. Sears Holdings Corporation is closing unprofitable stores as leaders transform their business model. The city of Spearfish set a record for building permit valuations in 2017. City building official Tom Paisley says there were about 450 permits for building projects. The permits had a total value of $52 million. The previous record was set in 2014. Paisley says last year Spearfish saw a good balance of residential and commercial projects. You're with SDPB. A good afternoon to you.